Well, greetings to you once again in Jesus' name. My name is Jody, and I want to take this opportunity I have to share with you out of the Scriptures. This is the bread of life to us. It's also, Jesus said that it is the truth. The Word of God is the truth. And I think we've mentioned it before that men are looking for truth, some men are, and we have the truth right here with us in the Holy Scriptures, and the Bible gives us the truth, and truth is what we need to be able to walk with integrity and uprightness in this world that we live in this little time that God has given us to live here. We need the truth, and we need to be able to focus on the one that gives us the truth, which is Almighty God Himself and Jesus Christ, His Son. And so I want to share with you just a little story that we read about in the book of John. I'm going to be reading in chapter 11. There's a story about Lazarus, and I know probably many of you have read it or you've heard, at least heard the story, and I encourage you to go back through and read because of time, I'm not going to read the whole chapter here, but I'm just going to hit on some highlights here and like to talk about some things, but I always encourage you to go back and read because I can't spend the time in here that I'd like to reading it. So it's good for you to go back through and to read it and let God speak to you and show you some things here, and I'll point out some things that the Lord has shown me. John chapter 11. And I'm going to read, I'll begin in verse 1 and read through about 22 or so. Now a certain man was sick, named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sisters sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Then after this saith he to his disciples, Let us go into Judea again. His disciples say unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou thither again? And I need to back up just a little bit. The Jews were angry with Jesus. he was claiming that he was one with the Father, and to them that was blasphemy, and they were ready to stone him, kill him. And they were outraged with him, and so they left out of there. And now he's wanting to go right back into Judea again, as he said, and his disciples are cautioning him and say, we just got out of there with our lives, and you want to go back there again? In verse 9, Jesus answered, Are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. You remember Jesus said that he is the light of the world. If we walk in that truth that I was talking about, that is the light that gives us guidance here. And Jesus said, if you walk in the light, you're not going to stumble. If you're walking in him, in truth. But the one that walketh in the night, he'll stumble because there is no light in him. Verse 11, These things said he, and after that he saith unto them, Our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep. Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. Howbeit Jesus spoke of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking of rest in sleep. Then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead, and I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent that you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. I want you to be thinking about this. He said, now Lazarus is dead, and I'm glad that I wasn't there. For your sakes, I'm glad I was not there, to this intent that you may believe. He's trying to teach a lesson here, and have some confidence built in these disciples that he is truly Almighty God. Verse 16, then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, let us also go that we may die with him. And, Thomas, we know that Thomas was the one that we call him Doubting Thomas sometimes, because he said, unless I actually see him and be able to put my finger in the print of the nail and put my hand up into his side, I'm not going to believe. And so he has kind of this reputation of being a doubter. But you'll see here that Thomas was ready to die with the Lord. He said, let's go with him that we may die with him. Then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary was still in the house. And now I want you to see the first response here, okay? Jesus purposefully delayed his coming. Lazarus died, and now he's gone to meet Martha and Mary. Verse 21, Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. And so you see this response here. I'm going to skip now down to verse 30. And again, you can go back and read what I'm skipping out. Verse 30, it said, now Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was in that place where Martha met him. The Jews then, which were with her in the house and comforted her, when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, she goeth unto the grave to weep there. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, listen what she says here, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. Okay, so she had the same response here. Mary and Martha both were saying, Lord, if you had just only been here, my brother would not have died. And I'm going to skip down to verse 37. And it says, and some of them, this was the people that were there to comfort Martha and Mary, and some of them said, could not this man, which opened the eyes of the blind, have caused that even this man should not have died? And so here is another response. They're saying, well, couldn't this man have kept Lazarus from dying? And it was obvious in their minds they had this question that he probably wouldn't have died if Jesus had been here. And so you know the rest of the story. I'm not going to go into that part because for time's sake, and I want to make a different emphasis here. But, of course, Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. It's not a problem for God to raise up somebody from the dead. And I've never witnessed that, and I'm sure not many people have. But it would take the power of God to raise somebody up from the dead, and Jesus did it. And remember, when we were reading back in the earlier part of this chapter, I'm going to read it again. It's verse 4. Jesus, when he heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death. Okay? So some could say, well, you know, he did die, but we didn't know the whole story back there, or at least they didn't. We've read it before, so we understand that Jesus was going to raise Lazarus from the dead. But he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. And that's what I want to kind of get out of this, is that Jesus said, this sickness here is not unto death, but it's for the glory of God. This is what the intention was, is that the Son of God might be glorified. And so we find here that when we read through here, we see that Martha and Mary both, and some of the people that were around, were saying, this man, couldn't he have kept Lazarus from dying? And of course, that's what we would all want, is when if we had somebody sick, we would want the Lord to heal them and to take care of them right away. And but we are short-sighted. We don't see the whole plan of God. And here, Jesus had planned to raise Lazarus from the dead, and that was fine. He doesn't do that for everybody. But in this case, this sickness wasn't unto death. It was for the glory of God. Now, Lazarus did die, but he didn't stay dead. Jesus raised him up from the dead. And the thing I want to look at here is that we as believers and followers of Christ, we understand that God can do mighty miraculous things for us. And he is able, because he is God, he is able to work in our lives very powerfully. And there are many times when we think that he should do this or that for us, and us not knowing the full picture, we don't know how he will glorify himself the most. It may be through some hardships, or he may prevent hardships. We don't know. We don't have that ability to see down the road like that. But the thing that we do need to see is that we can trust our Lord, whether he takes us by the hand and walks us through it, or if he helps us go around. We can be assured that he wants to be glorified in us. And as we pray, we should make our petitions to God, but we should also say, "But Lord, not my will, but yours be done. Not my will, but yours, that you would be glorified." If we can have that attitude of heart, I believe that God will give us a peace that passes all understanding, and he'll give us grace to walk this life with joy and contentment in him. Not in our circumstances, not in our surroundings, but in him. He gives us that contentment and that joy. He helps us to be able to keep our focus on the right things and not on these temporal things, the things that our flesh desires and craves. We can lay those down and say, "Lord, not my will, but yours be done." And I know we've got to learn this and try to walk it. It's not easy, but it's glorious. It's wonderful. And it's part of God's plan. So let's pray for each other that we'd be able to truly walk that way, trusting him and believing that whatever he does, if our heart is right towards him, he wants to glorify himself in us and all the things around us. We can put our confidence totally and completely in him. May God bless you as you consider these things and as you meditate in the living word of God. God bless you.